Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Caught up in the world of sin, posting on the block just to make a knot, making money bad, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeat for the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the light is gonna be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your weight. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm always behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone. So who's on the lower side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holder, what a gone. Off that holder, what a cleanse. By the by, by. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Ain't
no more playing around.
Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on
no more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around. Man, I gotta live.
Say by any means necessary. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I tell you, I pray all is well with you all throughout God's beautiful earth.
I pray that you had a wonderful time with your family, and I pray that everything is well, that you didn't overeat, did you? And thank you for turning us on. Let us clear our hearts and minds as we go before the throne of God in prayer. That's something we definitely have to do here. Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of your Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Lord God, filled with his Holy Spirit, saying thank you, Lord God, as we give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for yet another day, Lord God, that you displayed your love, your grace, and your mercy, Lord God, breathing the breath of life into our bodies, Lord God. Someone didn't wake up this morning, Lord God, and we send up our prayers to their families, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into another day, Lord God. Father God, thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and iniquities and unrighteous transgressions made before you by the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, Lord God, Yahshua, as he shed his blood for the remission of sins, Lord God, and he cleansed us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we say thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to use this platform, Lord God, to give you glory. Father God, because it's all about you, no matter the separation of different religions, Lord God, and different mindsets and whatever man says, Lord God, you are still one, Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, right now. Father God, I ask that you watch over us, Lord God, as we step into this night, Lord God, to do this podcast, Lord God. We pray that something will be said that will be done into the minds, hearts, and souls of the people, that will change them and break the chains of the darkness of the evil that lurks, Lord God. Father God, we pray for this ministry and everything that's affiliated, everyone that's affiliated, and all of his ministries and businesses, Lord God. Father God, I lay myself at your feet at all times, Lord God. Even though I be stubborn and disobedient at times, Lord God, Father God, I still trust in you with my heart, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, as you continue to cover me and comfort me and strengthen me and heal me, Father God. Father God, take care of the leadership of all your houses in the earth, Father God. Take care of your leadership of your church, Lord God, that was built upon the rock, your Son, Yahshua. And we thank you, Lord God, as we step forward, Lord God, and to prepare a new year, Lord God. Father God, not in just the mindset of man, Father God, but every day with what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you. So as we prepare ourselves tonight, Father God, we bow down and give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, and tell you thank you, Lord God. And we release everything unto you, Lord God, and we come to you. And we say thank you, and we honor and glorify you, Lord God, and ask to remove things that are not of you, Lord God, as you continue to cleanse us and take us out of the mouth of the lion and seal them up like you did for Daniel in the lion's den. We pray, we honor, we glorify, and praise you as we lift you up in the name of your Son, Yahshua. We thank you, Yahweh. And we lift you up, led of your spirit, and all God's children of the earth say amen, amen, and amen. Let's prepare to break chains. Let's get ourselves.
Yeah.
Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me, because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. So Father, yeah. Even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, yeah. Father, you shut the lion's mouth. And I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
Yeah.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy has been closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Your word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I will triumph.
I recognize that I'm
at you.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy has been closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Your word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I will triumph. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. I got a work to do, and in you I can face my Goliath. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Hey, I can't accept defeat, no, but it's hard to stay on my feet, though. And God, I'm grateful for your power, but I believe I need more. Pressure building to the ceiling, dealing with situations. My concentration is not as strong as it has been lately. Everything I'm facing is trying to break me, but I'ma make it. And I'ma go through with a smile, cause it's sure I got the work, can't take it. But face it, I realize that this is just part of the process. Really don't wanna open that closet, cause inside may be the Loch Ness. But I gotta progress, I can't benefit from no profit. I'm searching for the key to my destiny. I guess I'ma need up a locksmith. Feeling like sometimes I've been dropkicked, but throwing in the towel is nonsense. Too many years in it, too much time spent. I'm just telling you how my mind get, yeah. I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I heard somebody say that trouble don't last always, and joy comes in the morning. That's why, God, I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I know these troubles won't last always, and my joy's coming in the morning. I'm waiting, Lord, right, I need yeah. you to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right, right here. Yeah. I'm not gonna be
triumph. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. I got a word to do, and in you I can face my Goliath. Deliver me, Lord.
Have mercy. My God. Lord. Listen. We got to play that again because I need you to really listen. Because the time that it's spiritual warfare going on. And you got to get yourself prepared. The war sound has already been sounded. The trumpet is already blown. Are you listening? Are you prepared? What you caught up in? You better get into this song right now.
Yeah.
Make your way through.
Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me. Because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. But Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth, and I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy has been closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. You
power, but I believe I need more. Pressure building to the ceiling, dealing with situations. My concentration is not as strong as it has been lately. Everything I'm facing is trying to break me, but I'ma make it. And I'ma go through with a smile, cause it's sure I got to work, can't take it. But face it, I realize that this is just part of the process. Really don't wanna open that closet, cause inside may be the Loch Ness. But I gotta progress, I can't benefit from no profit. I'm searching for the key to my destiny. I guess I'ma need up a locksmith. Feeling like sometimes I've been dropkicked, but throwing in the towel is nonsense. Too many years in it, too much time spent. I'm just telling you how my mind get, yeah. I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I heard somebody say that trouble don't last always, and joy comes in the morning. That's why God, I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I know these troubles won't last always, and my joy's coming in the morning. I'm waiting right here.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right here. I'm not gonna move. Triumph, deliver me from the mouth of the lion. I got a word to do, and in you I can face my Goliath. Deliver me, Lord.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Oh, honor, glory, and praise to the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And God bless you out there, everyone listening all over the world, wherever you are. God bless you. Our love to you. We love you. Nothing you can do about that. Welcome back. Break the Chain Special Assignment Podcast for this Monday. And, you know, I'm Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Shouts out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp. Shouts out to Reverend Jackson, Reverend Sterling, Reverend Nod, and, you know, everyone out there that's Pastor Laquina. Also, and all of our P31 women, our men of valor, and our young people. We have that program, Riding Apple, for them. And, you know, shouts out to you, you know. Listen, you know, that song right there, Drew Tony, G-O-N, Music and the Williams Music Group, you know, we have to open up and be honest with God, because he knows all anyway. And the things that are going on around us, the situations that you face on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? When you wake up every morning, when you go out your door, you know what I'm saying? Your job, wherever you go on your daily routines, the things that you face, the things that we take for granted, the things that we're not paying attention to, the things that we are taking advantage of, you know, are you paying attention? You know, before I go any further, Breaking Chains is all about stepping up against the darkness of evil and, you know, in our own lives first. And then, you know what I'm saying, helping to give our testimony and definitely most importantly, the word, you know what I'm saying, which is the word of God, the scripture, the holy word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The problem came when the word became flesh, when God himself came to the earth as his only begotten son. Nobody wants to believe that. Well, forgive me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot of people discredit that and don't want to believe it. And my only thing is that we have no problem with no human being. You know, God tells us to leave and love our enemies. There have been times I've been angry. I've been frustrated. I use foul language. I've had actions, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I take it, you know, I take accountability for me. But what happens is that do you grow from it? Drew just said in the song that, you know, when he take a look back over his life and he sees that he's grown. I look back at my life and I know that I've grown. And most importantly, I've grown spiritually. So I share what God has given me to grow, to share with you that you may grow. He say that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that will be so much that it will overflow. You looking for a cash blessing, a monetary, your materialistic blessing. And listen, and the first blessing you're going to get is going to be spiritual. So is it going to be for your growth? See, you gain all this book wisdom and knowledge, but you forget about getting the understanding of God's word. You try to gain the wisdom and knowledge and say you have the understanding because you have the degrees and the titles. So do I. No disrespect to anyone. That's not what we do here at Breaking Chains. We just speak the truth, state what matters. You know what I'm saying? People have been blinded and discredited and just put down and taken advantage of. But God tells us that he says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He says, because we reject the knowledge. And there's consequences when you don't do what your daddy or your mama tell you in the earth, right? So what makes you think the one who says that I am, which means that I am all things to you, everything, everybody that you will ever need. So why won't you think there will be consequences when we don't listen? So we are here to break chains. We're not here to judge or anything. We just speak the truth, say what matters, God's word, period. That's it. So get involved. Let's get ready. Let's suit up, break chains, 858-357-9137. You don't want to get on the air, send us an email, webreakingchains@gmail.com. And for those that are out there supporting through prayer, we thank you so much. We love you. And prayers are going up for you all over the world every morning, every day, every evening, at all times, truly. And for those of you that are P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, praying against us, you know, we pray for you, too, that eventually the light will come on and everything be all right with you. Okay? Y'all ready? Let's break some chains. All right, listen, this is what I want to talk about tonight. I want to get into a conversation about why do we support so many things that are constantly striving and trying to destroy everything that we represent and protect. You know, when God created man and created woman and created both of them together, you know, he gave them some instructions. He gave them an assignment. He gave them some things to do. You know what I'm saying? Have dominion, be fruitful and multiply, you know what I'm saying? And take care of the earth, you know? And the problem is that, you know, there's a point now where you man is taking it to his own extreme and taking it beyond what God has instructed us to do. See, it's called the special assignment because we have to be on our assignment at all times. There are so many scriptures of the word about you being on your post. Everyone in the word had an assignment. The good, let's say it this way. The light and the dark. Because see, a lot of people in the earth today have their mindset that what is good is bad and what is bad is good. So you can't say good and evil. You have to be, oh my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen. The exposure is coming through light and darkness as it's supposed to. See, the darkness had an assignment since the beginning. When he got tossed down to the earth, God knew what he was going to do. God said, for I know the plans I have for you. You understand what I'm saying? He was a part of that. He just chose not to be a part of it anymore. You know, Gabriel, Michael, and Satan himself. He was the only idiot out of the three. See, God believes in numbers. It's at three. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He had three main angels. and one wanted to be God. The ignorance. The non-intelligent. So what am I saying? Why do we support things that are destroying the earth? You know, our environment, mankind, our families, our communities. taking away jobs, taking our finances, not educating and protecting our children. You understand? Destroying the mindset, interfering with lifestyle. You know, putting their 2030 agenda, you know what I'm saying, in full effect right in front of your eyes, and you do nothing but constantly support. See, if we're going to support, use the platforms for the greater good of the kingdom of God and mankind. Because see, most importantly, if we're children of God, the word was spoken that let us make man in our image after our own likeness, which is plural when you say us and our. So why aren't we living that way today and supporting things that are of evil and darkness and know that it is? Christ told him, he said, render unto God what is God's, and render to Caesar what is Caesar. And the truth be told, God was hoping that there would be some intelligence somewhere, but he was not facing that in those people, the ones that already were trying to kill him before he even got into the earth. Even before he's born. So you know, when you say render unto God what is God's, what is God's? Everything. The scripture tells you, God tells you that everything is about. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Listen. You belong to him. You ain't even got to believe in him. But since you continue to support the dark evilness, when you're going to have to answer on your day when you stand before him, because that day of judgment will come for everyone, but you will have your moment in front if you don't believe. And what is it that causes you not to believe and not support and exercise the living of a child of God? Because we're not perfect. We're not sinless. We fall short of the glory every day. We have to ask for forgiveness every day. You understand? We have to give thanks. We have to live a certain life every day for the rest of our life once we gave our life over to him. We have trials and tribulations. We have suffering and pain. And there are you out there that hate us. And are trying to quiet us out all over the world. And the thing about it is that you support the dark evilness when you know the truth, because you have hidden the truth from mankind. So since mankind has used the intelligence that most have been given, and I'm talking about this from the spiritual realm. Because everyone hasn't been giving the full power of the Most High. Listen, you billionaires who are serving evil and wicked darkness, listen. You think that you have all the power because mankind bows down to you, some of them. But it means nothing to God when there's no good and the light of him in it. So that's my special assignment tonight. Why do you support what it is that you support? Are you sending money and giving donations just because you need to write it off and doing it because of this or this or this or this, because of a personal whatever? Or are you truly doing it from your heart? Because the thing about it is, you know, man sees your outer shell, God sees your heart. He knows, for he knows. Minister Angel Millett has a song that's called "He Knows," and he really does. For those that don't believe, you look up the word omnipresent, right? Omniscient, right? Omnipotent. Everywhere, all the time, at the same time, with all power in his hands. That's serious. So all that is, you know, why are you supporting something that is opposite of what is causing you to be here every day? Listen to what I said. How do you think you breathe? Where your breath come from? I'm on the air and sending a message and talking about support, but be careful out there, and listen. We have to understand what these things are. Because listen, what do you think Caesar on? When you come to today, you look at Caesar, you're talking about the government. You know what I'm saying? The government has, you know, you. I think people feel the power of the government. The power of the government is built upon money. Money gives them the power in their mindset. But you got to understand that their love for money is the root of all evil. So when you have that type of leadership in the authoritative positions where they control the money and get all the money and have the love for the money in it and just doing what you want to do and in partnership with other evil of people that are in high power positions in places and doing things and have things that mankind needs, you know what I'm saying, to survive. You understand what I'm saying? Because mankind hasn't decided that he wants to get off the shucky ducky, thank you, Minister Melvin, and do what it takes to survive. Because my ancestors is the reason why your people, and no disrespect, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about that light and dark. You know what I'm saying? You know, the light, you know what I'm saying, is the reason and you know what I'm saying, why the darkness is surviving today, because, you know what I'm saying, God's people are the ones that created and built and invented and put things in place. But you took it over and used good for evil. And the thing is that, you know, we constantly pour. We all guilty. You and me. Well, Pastor, why you say we all guilty? Because listen, we have cell phones, we have bills of cell phones, we stay on the internet, we got all the different social medias, we got so many things going on, and it has its goods, it has its ups, it has its downs. The thing about it is that we are being pulled in so many different directions that you don't pay attention to the separation that is doing. You don't pay attention to the exposure that is causing of the separation. You don't pay attention to the exposure of what is causing when it comes to the intellect of people. Don't you know the every time you make a post or make a click or watch a video, whatever you're doing, they're putting it in categories. So they're building the categories based on what are you doing, where you're seeing it, your zip code, your area code, where you at, what state, what city, you know what I'm saying? All of that. Everything's so accessible, everything's so easy, you can get it at your front door right now. And everybody talking about he crazy, he don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, listen. Gonna come a day you're gonna say, well, you know what, Pastor Ross sure tried to tell us about this. That you can't leave your house unless this. You can't buy this unless that. You ain't okay. The 2030 agenda. Take a look at it. All I'm asking is why do you constantly support? I can't even get you to go on Cash App and put in a dollar sign and type in YATLIVE and send a dollar to the ministry. But you done paid, how much money did you spend today? Just on from Black Friday, as they call it, up until today, Cyber Monday. Woo-woo.
What they got to do there? What
they
got to do there?
What's that preacher? He probably talking about that. Let me tell you something. Leadership of God's church is supposed to be talking about everything. If God is no respecter of persons, why should his teachers and preachers be? Because God said his word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It's supposed to come and cut you open. It's supposed to convict you. It's supposed to put it on your mind. It's supposed to put it on your heart. It's supposed to make you ask for forgiveness. It's supposed to make you repent. It's supposed to make you turn from that evil, wicked darkness. Psalms 91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And he lets you know that he says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence, which is existing right before your eyes today. Today, so many viruses and diseases and this and that and all of this is going on and you think it's normal? You ask no questions? Listen, we all guilty. We are. You know? And the thing is that we have to make sure that we are paying attention. You understand? Because listen. Because St. Matthew tells us in book 25 that he says when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he said, then he will sit on his glorious throne. And before him, listen now, before him will be gathered all the nations. And he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come. You who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Oh my God. Listen to what he said. Listen to what God's saying. Are you listening? Listen. He said, I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was hungry and you gave me no food. That's what we told the other. Listen, we told us. Let's go back to that. Place the sheep on his right. That's us. And goats on the left. And the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed. My Father inherited the king prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty. You gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly, I say to you, as you did it to the one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Did you hear that? I told his sheep. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hold on. I got something for you busters over there that y'all in there, like y'all done lost y'all mind, man. You understand? But and this, thank you, Lord, for me, disrespect, you know, but you act like that. You know what I'm saying? I was out there in the world, too. But you do things that know, you know, when we do things that we know, ain't right. And we just did anyway. We don't care. Okay. He said those on his level. Talk to them. Depart from me. You cursed into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. Are you hearing me? And you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was naked. You ain't clothed me. Sticking in his and you did not welcome me. Then they also answered saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them saying, listen now. Think about it. Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Why do you continue support? Why are you doing it? Why are you constantly standing behind when we know that it's wrong? We say nothing. I don't want to get involved, and you already involved. You already involved when you went to St. Matthew and you got involved, became a disciple with the Great Commission. And say that you accepted Jesus in the English language, Yahshua the HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? That means that you became a disciple to the kingdom. You get it? That you go out and spread the word, be the light of the world, salt of the earth, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All nations, everybody. And doing that through the will of God, his way. You understand? We're at that place right now in the earth where it's time for you to make a decision. You know, and everything starts at God's home, which is the church. And we're not talking about the building, because the building will be crumbled, gone. Talking about you. You. And all you got to do is listen to when God himself in the flesh is Yahshua says to Peter, listen, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. So it's time for us to shut the doors on hell, y'all, and test the spirit by the spirit. That's his Holy Spirit. It's time for us to move out of the way. Give shouts out to Lecrae, the 116, and Reach Records, because he made a song that I could play the background. I used it in my message yesterday at the oldest Baptist church in the state of Alabama, the Stone Street Missionary Baptist Church there in Mobile, Alabama. Look them up. Check out the message. But listen. You got to move. See, you can't stop what God is doing. You never have been.
We can slow the process. We can do that. You know what I'm saying? But we can't stop anything. And you can't put it on pause. And the process is only slowed due to certain situations in God's eyes, because God says, I sit high, you, and look low. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. You thinking one thing, and God ain't even got it on his mind. You saying one thing, and God don't even hear that, because you ain't got it in your heart. You ain't even get it. So we have to stop supporting things that are not of God. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about your judgmental, critiquing, emotional feeling type of way. I'm talking about testing the spirit by the spirit of the Most High God. God is never going to leave nor forsake us, never going to steer us wrong, never going to put something on us that he know that we can handle. I used to ask myself, Lord, why you doing this? And God said, son, I know you can handle this. You got this. Use you as a testimony. You all right. You got this. You know. Seriously. You wonder sometimes, and I said wonder, not wander, but wonder sometimes, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Lord, are they listening? Do they hear the messages that you are sending out, or are they getting caught up in their personal lives and looking at the messenger? You understand what I'm saying? If you want to look at the messenger, that means that you don't believe in the Bible. You don't believe in the Word of God. You don't believe in anything about God if you don't believe in the message. You understand what I'm saying? You letting a messenger be the one that you critique, whether or not you want to listen to the message. You don't believe in the Word of God, because every messenger in the Word of God that's delivering his word and his message has some type of, today they call it a criminal, where was it? You got a background, you got a background, criminal background. You got, listen, man, boy, look at him. If we all had to have our criminal background ran, how many would be found guilty after lying and say you ain't never had one? I'm just saying. So stop being so judgmental. Come away from that, because you know what I'm saying? Just like you judge, you're going to be judged. And the one that's going to judge you is going to be the ultimate chief judge of all. Come on now. Every morning that we wake up, we have an opportunity to get it right. To fix our wrongs as long as you're breathing. To ask for forgiveness. To do what we can to fix it. God's house all over the earth is becoming empty. Some are being built up just on lies and deceit. I'm just being honest. No disrespect to any ministry, anything out there that's doing the work of the Lord, but there are a lot of so-called God's houses, is what they titled themselves under, or in some other things, and doing things that are not righteously right. And we have to get to a place where, you know what I'm saying, we understand, and we'll be able to identify these things. And the only way to identify these things is for you to study. You understand? You have to study so you'll be able to identify the wickedness that lurks. And you say that's the job of the teachers and the preachers. It's their responsibility, and that's their assignment to bring God's word to you and knowledge, you know what I'm saying, so that you can gain some wisdom and help you to get that understanding. But it's also your job and your responsibility, and it's been assigned to you as well, to study to show thyself approved before God. You know what I'm saying? A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. You know what I'm saying? You study the word, get an understanding of it, you'll know how to stand up against any situation coming up against you. Man, no matter what it looks like that is not working, God's word, you know what I'm saying, is going to prevail. period. How can you think it will not? You know, how can it not prevail when we're talking about God, the creator of all things, everything? The light and the dark. How about that? Because there's an intelligent gene that flows. There's a loving gene that flows, a gentle, kind, meek, long-suffering, you understand, type of gene that flows through a lot of God's people that are walking. And God is changing things around. There's a change in the atmosphere. The spiritual warfare is getting real. It's getting real. Intense. Taking place right now, right above our heads in the clouds and in the heavenly places. That second heaven that you can't see. So get yourself prepared. Decide, you know, what it is that you want to do with your life. I told one of my dear friends who's a head deacon in one of God's houses, and I'm not going to call any names, but, you know, I told him, I said, man, sometimes we have to pause and close our eyes and you know, tell God to come in. We I need you to come in right now. And, you know what I'm saying, put it on your mind what your purpose of life is all about. What your connection with him is all about. What he has you here to do. And once you get that smile on your face, that glow comes on, and you feel that twinkle in your heart, that means that guess what? God is answering. Why won't we start listening? Because he the only way to communicate with him is spirit and in truth. He tells us that. So my question tonight is, what is it that you support, and why do you support? Are you down with false prophet church leadership? Are you down with deceivers and liars and thieves in government leadership? Are you down with things coming up in your family, and you are not standing up against it in prayer and breaking that chain? You're not interested in the teachers and the education of your children? Why is everything just so okay? Law enforcement was supposed to be created for protection. How did law enforcement become a respect of persons when everybody's supposed to be protected? Why is it that we only speak out when our black brothers and sisters are going through it with the law enforcement, and we ain't stepping up all the time, making sure we stay on them? They say, hey, they ain't going to say nothing until this happens. Why do we support? Why aren't we paying attention? Listen, I'm not saying that we don't need. I'm just saying, let's put it in order. God says, God said, do everything in decency and in order. You know, they send out reports at the end of the year for IRS, for taxes, for businesses, for personal, for everything to check up on you. So why don't we start sending out something to start checking up on them on a daily, monthly, everyday basis? Oh, Why are we saying it's okay for the medical field and big pharmacy to team up with government and big corporations to continue to make money by creating something that they don't even know it worked because they tried it on an animal before they even thought it would work on a human being? I ain't no animal. But we support because we say we need it. What we need is what God has supplied. God say, I will supply all your every need. And we will get back to the herbs and the things and the ingredients that God provided for us. We wouldn't have to worry about dying so early because of these chemicals that are killing us. Allowing big corporations to make money off of us every day. Big sales, big this, 50 off this, 70 off this, free phones, get this, so they can get control of your life. Why do we continue to support? You got a young brother over there that's an inventor, creator, 16. You got a young sister over here, 21, graduated, just put out COVID something or however old she is. You got all these young people that are doing and inventing and creating and doing things that need support from you, but you supporting people that are killing and destroying everything around you. I know they mad, so what? When you walk under the blood-stained banner of Yahshua, you all right. When you covered in his blood, you all right. It's a sacrifice that you just got to take. You got to speak up and speak out, man. We all make mistakes. But when does the unity come in? When does the community come in? When does the real love come in? When does the real support come in? You understand what I'm saying? When does the real fight stand up? What's the real fight? The word of God. That's your sword. We got to come together like that, man. The greatest powerful entity ever created in the earth, in the world, is the Church of God. Built upon his son, the solid rock. Filled with his Holy Spirit. The most powerful entity ever. Power in prayer. Prayer changes things. Two or three gathered in his name, he in the midst. Chain's going to be broken. You can't prevent it. You can't stop it. You about to get run over and you won't survive it. And we're encouraging, listen, I wanted to go to the military when I got out of school. I went to basic training while I was in school, did things, man, to get ready, and medical kept me out. But listen, our military had to do the job of what they're told to do, to protect. Listen, they're protecting, they say protecting the country, but they're protecting the people of the country that lives and deceive the country. A lot of things you don't want exposed, but they coming out anyway. A lot of you people, you don't want to be exposed, but you coming out anyway. God said it was time. It's a change of God taking place right now. I didn't say a change of God. I say a change of God. G-U-A-R-D. The ones that think they're in charge, they ain't finna be in charge. Shackles are being broken. That's called them chains, man. Ain't gone. They being broken. We got to understand. We got to know what God is doing. And if you hit your child, you already know. You better educate those around you. You better let them know that the Apostle James say in chapter 4, don't speak evil against one another. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Who do you think you are? It was a song maybe of a situation and a relationship or whatever, how a man was living in the 60s, 70s, whatever, pimps and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff, big time drug dealers, you know, that kind of stuff. You still think you're living that high lifestyle right now? Man, God is lurking. And back then he told him to put the blood of the lamb over the doorposts. So you don't have to put the blood of the lamb over the doorposts no more, because see, you covered in the blood of the lamb. And see, when he comes lurking and you ain't covered in the blood of the lamb, oh my God, my God, my God. I tell you, you better get yourself together. I'm just letting you know. Why do you support them? Why? Why do you continuously support darkness over the light? Get your minds right, y'all. Let's get this thing together, all right? Let's come together. It's time. It's time. Let's make some change.
Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community, in your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priority see on top, and I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him, I love him so. I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil holding me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent this thing like a crypt going seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Holding me down, no. Not even no devil's gonna be down. Nah, yeah. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
for my renewal. Bring back to my memory what he done told me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. Yeah, go. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me now. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh,
he done made me a valley walker.
Oh,
man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh,
man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, no.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Another homie feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking and my nose running. It's just life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend in my name on it. Plus I'm blood-bought, justified. Salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's got a nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade me long as the inside. And I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mountain climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press. Cause I got to when I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Look. Necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fighting till they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man. Like the walking dead, call it body bag. But I'm moving on and got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm Kali Muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what is with us on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on. I'm in trouble, let me give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler. Man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time and I want it. It's been too long to give up now and I want it. Gotta bite down cause it's crunch time and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it. Gotta bite down, cause it's crunch time, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
I want it. He said, oh, give it back to me, press down and I want it. Shaking together, running down and I want it. Gotta speak, believe and receive it now and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Man, it's right here, so necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy, create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up is not in my itinerary, 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 giving up is not in my itinerary. I'm a visionary and I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word. There might be no type of a dictionary, giving up is not in my itinerary.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, all honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, Yahshua, His Son, our Savior, Holy Spirit, God, our Comforter, I tell you. And thank you for turning us on. God bless you out there. Breaking Chains, Special Assignment Podcast. Stepping into this second hour, man, going to wrap this thing up and just shout out to you and let you know. Put it on your mind. What is it that you support and why do you support? If you're supporting the light, I pray that you're supporting it from your heart. If you're supporting the darkness, I pray that you find the light. You know? That was the special assignment tonight. Because it's something, you know, it has everything to do with your identity, who you are, who you're called to be, what God has placed upon your life, the assignment you've been given, the post that you're supposed to be on, the things that you're supposed to be doing as a child of God. That's it. It's never about, you know what I'm saying, putting anyone down or, you know, man, forget all that. I've been through that all my life, so I'm not finna dish it back out like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go through personal things in life, but just getting out there publicly, just, you know, dragging people name through the mud, man, destroying their character, man. You know what I'm saying? Just being evil and doing things, man, against family, friends, associate, business, whatever it is. Got to stop. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's that's evil. You know what I'm saying? Just conniving, sneaky, vicious, malicious act. You know, just be straightforward. You know, get yourself together. Face you. A lot of people don't want to face themselves. A lot of people don't hold themselves accountable. You know, why do we support that? It's not about, you know what I'm saying, putting anybody down or whatever, but God gives you permission to, you know, come from among them. You know, you have to make sure that you are on the right side. And for the right reason. You know, it's like God lets us know no matter what's going on, no matter the situation, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all things be added to you. We have to put him first in all things, no matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what. If he tells us to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding and in all our ways acknowledge him, he means all of them. And he'll direct our path. But we have to do it from the heart. The spirit dwells in our hearts. So if we can only communicate, you know, in spirit and in truth, he knows. And don't be afraid because he didn't give you the spirit of fear. You know what I'm saying? He gave you a spirit of a sound mind. You know what I'm saying? He gave you a spirit of believing in him and the strength and comfort of life through him because he tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't get caught up We all got to travel that dark road in the world. But it's time to stop being of the world, because we just got to live here. This is our temporary place right now. You know, get a renewing of your mindset. You know what I'm saying? Once you get a renewing of your mind, everything else will fall in place. Because then the true love that you have for God in your heart will start communicating with your mind, and your mind will send out that signal. It's time to get it right, y'all. Let's get it together. And then all the other parts of your being will fall in line. We all need that renewing. We all need a reset spiritually. And it's not an easy process. It's a physical, spiritual journey every day of your life, no matter what you're doing. But when you are getting that renewal spiritually, oh yeah, you guess what? You have to change your whole lifestyle, you know, what you eat, what you drink, where you go, what you're doing, who you associate with, you understand? What you watch, what you listen to, you know, what you read, you know, all that. You have to be very mindful. He say wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. I do everything out of love. I'm radical off the chain. I'm a chain breaker. But, you know, I love, man. Nothing just happens. Everything happens for a reason. Why is it happening? What is the point? What's going on? Get to the root of the problem. Invest in yourself. Because God is already invested in us. And once you get yourself together, pay it forward. And so they say, pay it forward. In other words, bless someone else. You gifted, you anointed, pass it on, help, support. Do, give. Faith without works is dead. Works without faith is also dead now. That because you doing and giving and doing this and ain't got no heart and no faith and no trust and no real love in it, ain't you ain't did nothing. You did something in man's eyes, but no. One says, if you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will take. He says no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. And listen, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Thank you, Lord. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hell should die. My God. Listen. Man can't do that for you. So let's get our minds right. Let's get our hearts aligned with the Spirit of the Most High God. And break chains from that dark evilness. And come on into his marvelous light. It's a wonderful place to be. Trials and tribulations, pains and suffering, they're going to hate you. But guess what? He loves you. If God be for you, who could be against you? Guess what? God be for me. Don't matter that you're against me. God be for me. If God be for me, that means I got all of heaven with me. My God. Thank you, Yahshua. And you say, who is that? Jesus. Man, it's real out here. Get your minds right. You understand what I'm saying? Get it together. Because he's a miracle worker. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Breaking chains. Young Adults Talk. YAT.
You know that they say that miracles went out with the apostles, but I really beg to differ. And I'm declaring right now that God is still a miracle worker. Can I get a witness anywhere? Yeah. Hallelujah.
He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, God will. He'll create a scene to draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Yes, he will. Cause my God is that good. That good. That good, yeah. Yes, he is. My God is that good. He's so good. So good. Yes, he is. What about the man with the withered hand? What about the woman at the water well, yeah? Won't he do it? Or what about the time he blessed the fish and bread, yeah? Won't he do it? Or what about the time that he called Lazarus from death, yeah? Won't he do it? Create a scene, yeah. To draw a crowd, to work a miracle. Won't he will? Yes, God will, yeah, yeah.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Thank you, big bro. Tightspots.org. Yeah, .net. Check him out, Dre Williams. But anyway, listen, man, we're going to get out of here. Break a chain, special assignment tonight. Why do you support? Why you constantly live in the darkness, evilness, you know? Our plans don't work out, man. God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Prosper, not to harm. You know what I'm saying? You know? Give us great things in the earth. Give us our heart's desire. It's so many promises that he has made. Let us get on the right path. That's all. You know, pay attention to what it is that you're supporting. Pay attention to what it is that you're backing. You understand? Seriously. Things that are striving to try to destroy everything that we were created to represent and protect. You know? God's word, God's earth, his environment, mankind, families, community, jobs, finances. You know what I'm saying? You're so quick to support AI, but AI taking jobs. Artificial intelligence. You think it's such a wonderful thing they're creating so they can put you in the house and have control. Read the 2030 agenda, I keep saying. Stop supporting things that are not right and righteous. Listen. Nobody's perfect. God has already warned you. He's already shown you. Church leadership ain't telling you the truth about everything. You know what I'm saying? Listen. It's not just about the four walls. It's about everybody. We don't get to judge. We don't get to pick and choose who goes to heaven or hell. That's not us. You see on TV, it says above your pay grade. But you have a say so in something that you can do to make sure that God's people are being led properly and not led astray. Being fooled by wolves in sheep clothing. Government leadership, you can speak up and speak out. Got to vote them in. It's time for them to sit down and shut up, and you need to vote them out. It's time for them to stop stealing and manipulating and deceiving God's people. Mankind, countries, it's time. Diplomats, government leadership, wherever you at, it's time. Families, get in order. It's time to stop misinforming our children, not giving them the proper education and knowledge and wisdom that they need to grow. It's time out for it. You're being watched. Do your job, law enforcement. I don't want no problems with nobody. But you shouldn't either. Big pharma, doctors, medical, drugs, and all that. Yeah. Your day coming. And especially big corporation, man. You making all the money off us. Just in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday time span, they done already said how much billions and billions of dollars that you're going to make in just a four-day period. And people out here hungry and homeless and thirsty and naked and cold and needy and dying, you know, diseased up because of your big pharma testing and doing all kind of evil things, dirty water, dirty environment, can't breathe right, can't eat right, just infested food and just, ooh. All right. Oh. It's all right. God is still God. And that's just the truth. The Apostle Paul told us in Galatians, he said, do not be deceived because God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So all of you deceivers, manipulators, thieves, and liars, and everything that is evil, not of God, destroying and doing things that are hurting mankind, taking money and finances and food and infesting it with poison and chemicals, you will reap what you sow.
That's what God said. Apostle James lets us know, don't be just doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looked like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, will be blessed in his doing. But if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. So be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, forgave us. Okay? We good with that? That's what God says. I pray that you paid attention. I pray that something was said that touched it and did something to your heart. I feel that you, I pray that you were convicted. I pray that the light of heaven came on in your eyes, over your head, and the light of Christ touched your heart. I pray that breaking chains will always be here to break that chain from the darkness of evil. Amen. Shouts out Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Reverend Jackson, Reverend Nod, and Reverend Sterling, Pastor Laquina, Prophetess Vaughn, and all of my brothers and sisters in Christ in the ministry of God out there doing the work of the Lord, and my men and women of God out there, our P31 women personally here in the ministry, our men of valor here in the ministry, and all the men of God out there, and our young people's ministry, the Rotten Apples. We send up prayers for them right now in the name of Jesus. We cover all of our members and all of our supporters all over the world. We lift up Sister Amy and her family, Sister Carsetta and her family, Sister Andrea and her family, Sister Summerlin and her family, Sister Harris and her family. Continue to keep her in prayer, and all of our families, my family, your family, my family in Louisiana, especially my cousin Carrie, who just had thyroid cancer surgery. We pray for her recovery because she's already healed. I pray for my healing in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and your healing out there that is going through it. Your comfort and strength if you've lost a loved one, and your comfort and strength in your everyday going and coming. I pray that God will be with you. I pray that you will allow him to never leave nor forsake you and you not shut him out. I pray that you will keep yourself open and exposed to him at all times so that he may direct your path in every situation. I pray that we continue to pray without ceasing. I pray that we become effectual fervent prayer warriors. You know what I'm saying? Because the effectual prayer of an effectual prayer warrior availeth much. So I pray that we continue in prayer every day, all day for one another, all throughout the four corners of the earth. I pray that we continue to pray for our children to be strengthened and knowledge and come into the wisdom of understanding of who they are and why they are here and whose they are and find their identity. I pray for all the children out there that are wanted to come into the goodness of the Lord. I pray for all the women that want to come into the goodness of the Lord. I pray for all my brothers that want to come into the goodness of the Lord right now, that chains will be broken, that the light of Christ will come on, and that you will be led out of the darkness, whatever it is in your life, because we all are dealing with something right now, Lord God, and we lay it at the altar right now, Lord God. We touch and agree in the earth, Father God, wherever you are in the spirit right now. We touch it and agree, Lord God. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, Lord God. So I know that you are present, Lord God, because of the love that I have for you, Lord God, because of the love you have for me, Lord God. So I know that you are always present because you say you will never leave nor forsake me, that you will be there when I get there. You going in my going and in my coming and in my sleep. Wherever I am, you are, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. Continue to bless your children, Lord God. Continue to comfort your children, Lord God. Continue to strengthen your children, Lord God. Father God, continue to open up our eyes, Lord God, and remove the scales, Lord God. Oh, God, give us the strength to continue to trust in you with all our heart, not just some, but all of our heart, Lord God, that we'll stop leaning to our own understanding, Lord God, and just lean on you, Lord God. And in all our ways, not some, not half, but all of them, we're going to acknowledge you no matter what it looks like, no matter how dark it is, no matter what it feels like. We're going to acknowledge you in all of it so that you you cannot wreck our past, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Bring us on through, Lord God. Father God, we depend on you. We have that faith, Lord God, in you, Lord God. Father God, the faith the size of a mustard seed or larger, Lord God, is there. But we will not be called anymore. You of such little faith, because we believe, we acknowledge, Lord God. We are unashamed to tell the world that Yahshua HaMashiach is our Savior. We are not ashamed to say it. We are not ashamed to say that we depend on the rock, the solid rock of you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for this ministry. We lay it down before you all the time, Lord God. It's in your hands, Lord God. Let your will be done. Continue to grow and prosper us, Lord God. Increase our territory, Lord God. Let it be done, Lord God. And Father God, I just lay myself personally before you, Lord God. Let your work continue to be done in my life, Lord God. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord God. Remove, Lord God, everything not of you, Father God, and replace it with you, Lord. Lord God. Father God, all of you, Lord God, and less of me, Lord God. Let it be done, Father God. Father God, let it happen, Lord God, right now, Lord God. You said just give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, running over, will be put into my lap. But with the measure you use it, will be measured back to you. So, Lord God, let me continue to use it for your God, for your good and for your glory, Lord God, to give you all the honor, to give you all the glory, and to give you all the praise. I lay down before you, Lord God, and touch and agree in the spirit to all my brothers and sisters throughout the world. We say thank you. We say hallelujah. We say thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget to support the ministry. Cash App is always up. $ YATLIVE. I just told you. Yat Live. You understand? Shout out to us. We love you. Ain't nothing you could do about it. And we gonna always serve and worship the Lord God Almighty. Because it's our season all the time. Because he is always with us. Peace. We love you. We gone.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think. You understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top. Just like you that. Heard, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith working by love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like lights, camera, action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching.
there's a lot of truth to it. You can't always push a pedal to the metal. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel like I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's an evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is, yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father shows.
In the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my black gear. Plus for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot with just the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that he's turning the situation, the face in the rhino's going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life and show with me like Ico. On the real though, super ill flow is what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When they give me the orders, I'ma gon' handle my business. And I'ma pull out the mission to stop the lie finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot on me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein. Cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you seeking with all of your heart and no limits to what it revealing, consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help and never living get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new Porsche. Looking at the past in the rear view, I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy. On a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
When you
put my everything, everything.
Thank you, Lord. listen to this dish, man. Hey, good night.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community, in your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.